This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Loath though we are to mention school in the middle of what is supposed to be a couple of months off for 6 to 18-year-olds in this country, the fact is that summertime is often not that good for actual learning. A lot of kids, it turns out, low-income kids to be precise, often lose a whole lot of knowledge between June and September. On the theory that nobody really wants to grind out summer school as a way to keep up, while he was in college, a guy by the name of Kareem Abulnaga founded a company. It's called Practice Makes Perfect, that's supposed to help those low-income students retain their hard-won smarts. Kareem, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So there you are. You're what, a junior, senior in college, and you notice this thing called the summer achievement gap. And then what do you do?
Yeah, I was 18, actually, my sophomore year.
Wow.
Got a crazy idea after all this research and really brought together a group of friends to try and pay it forward.
Well, explain to me a little bit how you do that, because, the idea that socioeconomically challenged kids lose a lot of ground in the summertime isn't new. People have tried it. Tell me what you did that was different.
I think it started with the research, and the research resonated a lot more for me. I was raised by a single mother on government aid and went through some of New York City's most struggling public schools and really just started to think about what the different interventions would have been that would have made my life and so many of my peers' lives so much easier. We started having a few meetings and started applying for different grants and awards to get a project funded.
Let me back you up for a minute. What did you do during summer times when you were a kid?
I mean, I vaguely remember being having to go to summer school one year, but then every summer after that, I stayed home. I watched TV. There were a few summers where I shadowed my father while he was working in a store, but to the extent that I did anything productive, not really.
So let's walk me through one of your programs. You identify a school or a child or however you do it, and then how does it work in practice?
Yep. So we find a low-income either public, charter, or Catholic school. We pitch them on the idea of identifying a group of their kids. There's a service fee involved, about $50,000. It comes out to about $1,000 a kid. And then we actually have a teacher for every two classes.
First of all, who pays that $50,000 or $1,000 per child?
So right now, the schools have been going out of budget. They've been reallocating their summer school funding. And so actually, for the first time this year, we're replacing mandated summer school programs in New York City with our innovative enrichment model.
Part of the model is this, having near peers teach the younger group, right? So the middle schoolers and the elementary schoolers and all that. How does that work out in practice? Because I know a couple of middle schoolers, and I don't know if I would trust them to teach anybody younger.
When I pitched the idea of having a sixth grader mentor a second grader, people thought we were crazy. And I can tell you that in practice, it works wonders. I mean, it's amazing. Education still is very much a relationship-based business. The number one reason why kids show up to our programs every single summer is because of the relationship they build with their mentors.
I hate to get all establishment on you here, but it's all about measuring output now, right? Measuring achievement and standardized tests and all that stuff. So how do you know that what you are doing works?
I mean, we give our kids a pretest and a post-test. And every single year to date so far, we've eliminated the summer learning loss for 100% of our participants, which means they've at least broken even during a time period where they're supposed to regress. And in many cases, have actually made gains on average of 5% in reading and 7% in math, which is almost, instead of going back to school 3 months behind, they're now going back to school a month ahead.
Kareem Abulnaga, he is the founder and CEO of Practice Makes Perfect. Kareem, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.